So tell me a little bit about why Susan's situation here was so precarious and why the maternal mortality rate in Sierra Leone is so high.
The maternal mortality rate in Sierra Leone is so high, doctors say, because a large share of women won't go to a medical center to give birth. And there's a number of reasons for that. The country endured 11 years of civil war, which totally obliterated its hospitals, medical centers. Then right after that, we had the 2014-2016 Ebola epidemic, which scared people away from hospitals. So you've got a norm where, okay, I feel good. My mom had done this. My grandmother has done this. I'm going to stay home, and I'm going to give birth. And in those scenarios, it can be fine, or you could have a complication. And when you have a complication, it's very important to have a doctor or a nurse, someone with the right tools around to address that. And that's why you see so many deaths. There are women who either don't make it to the hospital in time or don't try to go at all. And then there are other cases where they do go to the hospital, but there's a shortage of medicine, equipment. There's a giant shortage of healthcare workers. So maybe you get in at the moment where someone's just simply not on the clock. So much has to do with luck. Luck that you make it to the hospital. Luck that the hospital has a nurse on duty. Luck that the hospital has the kind of drugs you need to save your life. Luck that the blood bank has reserves.
Danielle says that the rate of maternal mortality in Sierra Leone has been getting better over the years. But the number of women who die from pregnancy or childbirth is 1 in 20, and it's still really high, something that Susan has experienced firsthand.
So Susan was born in a town that, during the Civil War, the rebels had claimed. Rebels vying to take over Sierra Leone, essentially. There was an uprising. It was a terrible, bloody civil war. And during that time, the hospital in Kono had been destroyed. Her mother decided to stay home and give birth to her. She died in childbirth. Her father, Susan, never met.
The granny said they talk for my mama for a sake because they say it's not so seriousness for the man.
Her parents were living together. Her dad rented the place. And by the time her mom went into labor and then died, he just left.
Susan landed at her grandmother's house. Her grandmother raised her until she was about 10, and then her grandmother died of old age. She ended up staying with a woman who sold soap in her neighborhood, and then that woman had to move away to a different country, to Guinea, and Susan had found herself once again without housing.